Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another soundcheck session, this time from London, where we'll meet violinist, electronic musician, and composer Galia Bisingalieva. I'm John Schaefer, and Galia's album called Aralkum has no words, but it tells a story. The story of the Aral Sea, which for most of human history has been an enormous body of water in Central Asia, in fact, the fourth largest lake on Earth. But in Kazakhstan, where Galia grew up, the Aral Sea has been shrinking because of a Soviet-era irrigation program that went horribly wrong. So even though she now lives and works in London, she wanted to tell this cautionary tale of a human-caused environmental catastrophe in her album Aralkum. Aralkum means Aral Desert. And desert is all that remains in large parts of the old seabed. So, Galia, this is obviously a story you've grown up with. What made this the right time to tell it in music?
I think it was because it was finally an album that, with my music on it, my compositions, and it's my debut album, and I really wanted to tell this story, and it's such a vivid image of the place and what happened historically, so it really drove the compositions and made them much more concrete in that sense. It just felt natural to do it. This year.
It is an album in the sense that all of the pieces are related to each other, but it breaks itself up into three parts, right? We begin with the historical Aral Sea area, and then we move into the calamity, the catastrophe, and then finally a look at the future. Is that basically how things work?
Absolutely, yes. So it's made into three parts. There are six tracks on the album, and I was just envisaging a moving through time and how it would feel to be there before it happened, during the disaster, and then what are we left with, and is there any hope
right
for the future?
All right, now the first piece that we're going to hear you play is the piece called Aralkum, and so this is set the scene for us. Is this pre-1960s that we're getting depicted here?
Yes. Aralkum is a desert that has appeared post-1960s in the Aral Sea. And I was envisaging what would be the pre-Aralkum desert.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's hear this live performance from London, from Galia Bisingalieva. This is the title track from her album called Aralkum. Thank you. That's called Aralkum, title track of the debut album by Galia Bisangalieva, violinist, composer, working with electronics and foot pedals, etc. And Galia, you've been on the music scene there in London for a long time. You mentioned this is your first record of your own music, but you know, you've worked with a lot of really well-known American composers and commissioned and performed works by other composers. How long have you been composing, and you know, how long has this project been gestating?
It's hard to answer. I guess I have been composing for a long time since I was a child. I grew up, my family's musicians, full of musicians, and I grew up on my grandmother's folk singing and my grandfather's dombra playing, which is a Kazakh folk instrument. And it was through that and learning orally melodies and how they were making music that how sort of made me start to want to compose. But yeah, violin sort of took over for most of my part, I think partly because it's such a difficult instrument to hone in, to get good at, I guess. Work studying and working in London with and collaborating with amazing artists just came to the forefront during my studying time and playing with different musicians.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just briefly, like in your grandparents' day, the Aral Sea, and I'm old enough to remember maps where the Aral Sea was just a big, big piece of blue in the middle of the Eurasian continent on the map.
Absolutely. By the time was the fourth largest lake in the world at one point.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the time you came along, what was the status of the Aral Sea?
It was shrinking rapidly. And I think 2014, they took pictures, NASA took pictures from space, and it was 10% to its size. That's huge.
So a 90% loss.
Yes, yeah. And it wasn't until, I think they built a dam called Cockerel. Actually, the last track is based on that, and it was finished in 2005, and some water did come back, but there are efforts that are happening, but I think it's not enough. Yeah.
Well, and as bad as it is to lose all of that water, what happens then is the remaining water gets saltier.
Yes.
And it's hard to support life. So any life that would have remained now has to contend with the high salt and mineral content of that water.
Absolutely. And it's getting to dangerous territory because the Aralkum Desert and the pesticides that are in the sand, they blow over. When there are very high winds, the wind blows, and it actually affects not just Kazakhstan, but it blows into forests of Russia and into Norway, and they found these pesticides that have traveled in the blood of penguins in Antarctica. So I think it's a global thing.
For that reason, I mean, it's so striking to hear about this, but it's even more striking to see it. And you've done not just the music, but a bunch of videos to accompany the music. So, I mean, one of the most striking ones is for Aralkum, the piece that you just played, because we see all these beautiful, I mean, they're deserts, but they're beautiful shots of these vast expanses of desert. And then you suddenly realize that's not supposed to be there. That's supposed to be water.
Yes, yeah.
How big a project was that to get these videos put together as well?
It took a bit of work, but I I enjoyed it. I love visual arts as well, and I think it fits my music very well. My music tends to be dark and atmospheric, and I think having the visual aspect really enhanced it. And actually, I worked with Kazakh artists, film directors, and photographers for this. So they also grew up with this story, and it was fantastic to collaborate with them on this. And this video, this drone footage, was taken in the Aral Sea. And it's incredible to see at first that you think you're on some seabed, on some deserted land, or it looks quite pretty, but then you actually realize,
Yeah.
wow, there used to be water there. And
And not just water, but towns and
absolutely, yeah.
industry and livelihoods that all have disappeared. And that sort of gets us to the next piece. Kantubek, explain what Kantubek is.
Well, Kantubek is historically it's a ghost town. It's abandoned, and it was abandoned in 1992 when the Soviet Union collapsed. And it used to house scientists and employees of a top secret biological weapons research test site.
Wow.
So it's got a fascinating history. And Kantubek used to be on an island, so it used to be surrounded by water, which is no longer. So it has this very dark history to it. And this track, when I was composing it, it's definitely set during the calamity period. And it has a lot of depth to it, I think.
Yeah. And if people do Google the city of Kantubek, what they'll see is, as you say, it's not an island anymore. It's just a ruin in the middle of a desert with all of these rusting hulks of big container ships that were left there when the water receded. And now they're like beached whales just in the middle of the desert. It's really crazy.
Yes, and it's very hard to get to actually as well. So it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kantubek is the name of this piece. Galia Bisingalieva from her album Aralkum, performing a couple of these works for us from London with the violin, electronics, a little bit of vocals in this one too, right, Galia?
A little bit, yes.
Little bit. Okay. Here's a live performance of Kantubek.
Thank you.
That is a piece called Kontubek from Galia Bisengalieva, the Kazakh-British violinist, composer. A little bit of vocals in there, electronics as well. Galia, you mentioned before that your music tends to have a kind of darkness to it. It also has a kind of cinematic quality. Have you done much in the way of film music in your career?
I've mostly played on a lot of film tracks. I've done a lot of session work, and I lead London Contemporary Orchestra, which does a lot of films. It'd be lovely to do a score at some point, because my music is quite visual.
and with the videos that you've made for these pieces, you know, and the music syncing up so well with it, I mean, you basically have made like a bunch of little films here, it seems, soundtracks to little films, all telling the story of this Aral Sea, now the Aral Qum, the Aral Desert. The London Contemporary Orchestra, you were all on Owen Pallett's last record, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. Owen did one of these sessions with us just a couple of months ago, and I thought the string playing, the orchestrations on that album were amazing. So
yes, they were. Yeah, it was not too easy to play, but very enjoyable. Yeah. It was a great session. I think we did that at Abbey Road.
So, as we mentioned earlier, Galia, the album is in three parts. There's pre-disaster, then a couple of pieces that are about the calamity. We just heard one of them, Kontubek. And then the album ends with a kind of look at the future. Are you optimistic about the future of the Aral Sea in particular, and about, you know, our caring for the planet and the climate in general?
I think it's important to be optimistic and not to give up. And I know it's very hard to be like that right now. There's so much. It's such strange times, and I think as long as people are aware and they know that this is going on, I think it's the first step in being proactive.
Well, and the final piece on the album is, as you mentioned earlier, is Kokoral, which is the name of the dam that has been built in an effort to kind of save what is left of the Aral Sea and perhaps even give it a chance to grow a bit, support more life, etc. So,
yeah, it's huge. It's 12-kilometer long dam across a narrow stretch of the Aral Sea in the northern side. It was built in Kazakhstan. Aral Sea goes is bordered through Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. So I think that there are different, you can see a difference in what's been made between the countries to help. This dam has been a positive thing.
Well, you know, one of the functions of art is to, you know, is not to provide answers, but simply to raise the right questions. And in bringing this Central Asian climate disaster to our attention, you've raised some pretty interesting questions about, you know, what we're doing and how we're doing it and what we should do next. So, Galia, job well done. I really love the record, and it works, you know, just divorced from the story. The music has a very kind of dramatic sweep to it. So congratulations, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you.
Galia Bisengalieva's new album is called Aral Qum. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Watch the videos of Galia's live performances for us on our YouTube channel or on our website, newsounds.org.